Have you ever wondered why Revelation uses symbols? Is God trying to hide something? On the contrary, God is trying to reveal something to us. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants, the things which must shortly take place." Now we have two words here that tell us that God is revealing, not hiding. The word revelation comes from the root word to reveal, and he wants to show, obviously to reveal and to show are exactly the opposite of hiding. So God is not trying to hide. We go to verse 3. "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear and those who heed the words of this prophecy, for the things which are written, the time is near." Now notice, blessed is he who reads, those who hear, and those who heed. Now in those days, no one had their own personal Bibles. So to hear the Bible read or to hear the letters of the apostles, one had to go to church, to the ecclesia. Or one had to go to the synagogue to hear the Old Testaments read. So there was the reader. Then there were the congregants who heard. Then they needed to heed. Now, how can you heed something you don't understand? Clearly, God is revealing and showing something he wants us to understand and heed. So we go back to our original question, then why did God couch it in symbols? We find the answer to that in Revelation, the 12th chapter. Revelation 12 is unique in all the Bible. It's an artist's brushstroke of salvation history. Actually, Revelation is written in what we call chiastic form. We're not going to get into the details of that right now, but it means that Revelation, or chiastic structure, has a center. Revelation is a chiasm, so it has a center. And in that center, we find the purpose of the book of Revelation. And so we go to Revelation chapter 12, an artist's brushstroke of salvation history. Six important events of all salvation history. They are not chronological. We find the very center of the chapter, which is verses 7, 8, and 9, are the first event in salvation history. And we read, "And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels waged war. And they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him." The apex, or very center, not only of chapter 12, but of the entire book of Revelation, are these three verses we just read. They give us the purpose of the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation reveals an ongoing cosmic conflict or war. Now, let me ask this question. Anciently, and even in modern times, how did the commanding general communicate to those on the front lines? Did they just write out something in plain English or plain language? No, they couched it in a coded message. And those on the front line had a decoding manual, which means that they got the message, which could be intercepted by the enemy, but they received it, and they decoded it with a decoding manual. And so here we are in the front lines, the last days of Earth's history. We are the frontline troops, and God has encoded important messages for us. We call them symbols, and we decode them by using the rest of Scripture to discover what God wants us to know. Pastor Dennis, realitycheckseminars.com. 4 minutes and 43 seconds.